listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice for the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
This is Dr. Stan here. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Great of Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Stephen Frank. And we're going to discuss what's going on, the significance of the election. And if you're out there in the listening audience, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And right now, I was just looking at the vote. There was about a 2 or 3 vote difference in the Electoral College between Obama and Romney. Obama was ahead by 3 votes in the Electoral College. And Stephen, certainly I haven't looked at the polls here in a couple of hours. What's going on from your point of view, and what's the significance of the event that's taking place today? Stephen Frank certainly has been at this as long as I have. He's a good observer, writes a daily blog. Excellent information. Pick up the story, Stephen.
As of this moment, the popular vote, Governor Romney has 1.5 million vote lead in the popular vote. And while the electoral vote has given Romney the lead again, the key states are Virginia, Florida, and Ohio. And it does look like the governor will win Ohio. I'm sorry, will win Virginia. He could win Florida. It's down to about a 40,000 vote difference in Florida. And I was just on the phone with a friend who does the same type of stuff I do, but in Florida. And he tells me that the outstanding votes are from the what they call the panhandle section of Florida, the northwest section, which is next to Mississippi, and which is where all the a lot of military bases are. And John McCain won that area by a 3-to-1 margin and actual raw vote of over 40,000 4 years ago. And Romney is stronger than McCain and could pick up another 10,000 and give him Florida. That means the whole campaign, the whole election, will come down to Ohio, and it is presumed that at this moment that Colorado is going to go to Romney as well. And should Romney win Virginia, which he should, Florida, Ohio, and Colorado, he will wind up with 271 electoral votes, and you need 270 to win. It's kind of like playing poker and drawing to an inside straight. That's what he has to do. But it is possible. I remember in 1966 going to bed thinking Ohio was won by a candidate for the U.S. Senate, and when I woke up in the morning, he had lost. So anything can happen. Plus, in Ohio, they have a strange rule where they have provisional voting, and every state does have provisional voting. The problem is that in Ohio, they are not allowed to open up the provisional ballot until November 17th, 11 days from now. And we may have to wait till those ballots are open to see who won the presidency of the United States. It is just that close, which tells you what the state of the nation is at this moment. Extremely closely divided, but radically divided between those who truly are constitutionalists, who want limited government, and the other half that believes that government is the only way.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and right now it's sort of neck and neck, and we don't know what's going to happen. Suddenly, Romney apparently has a majority of the votes now, I think by about a million, but the Electoral College where this is going to be decided, well, it's a neck and neck right there, which way it goes, and Romney will have to take Ohio if he's going to win. Now, Stephen certainly is talking about the fiscal cliff. The fiscal cliff has already been voted in by both houses of our Congress, and basically it says that if they can't come up with any sort of a conclusion and to the problems that we have, that as of the 1st of January, there's going to be a marked cut in spending and an increase in taxation. Now, I'm all in favor of a cut in government spending. And, of course, Stephen seems to feel it's a bad thing as far as cutting the military budget. I think that we need to cut our military budget. My feeling is, certainly we need a military to defend America. We do not need to spend $1 trillion a year being the policeman of the world and trying to bring about a one-world government. That's the purpose of our military today. Our military's job is not to defend America. Our military's job is to install dictators throughout the world, which is what we do. And in the name of fighting freedom, we're keeping dictators like the Saudi princes in power. We're keeping certainly other authoritarian regimes in power over there in the Near East and Middle East. We're keeping the dictator in power in Zimbabwe, the man we install there. We have our troops stationed in 130 nations throughout the world. Why do we need 11,000 troops permanently stationed in England? Why do we need 11,000 troops permanently stationed in Italy? Ladies and gentlemen, well, this is all about globalism. I think that we need to cut our military. Stephen, would you agree or disagree with that? Do you really think that this money is being spent to defend America or to push the globalist policies?
Unfortunately, too much of the money is being spent to protect petty dictators around the world and using the might of the American military to enforce, as President Obama has, the changing of government in Egypt, Yemen, and some other nations from dictatorships to Muslim jihadist regimes that are out to kill the state of Israel as well as to kill Americans. What occurred in Benghazi was just the tip of the iceberg. Americans abroad are no longer safe, and our military has been misused, and so we do need to change it. There's no reason for us truly to have, and I hear what you say about England and Italy, the Korean War ended almost 60 years ago. Why do we still have troops in Korea? Why do we have troops in Japan? There's really no reason for it. So we really do need to revision what our military is about. We do have the need to cut the military back, but at the same time, we have to do it in a smart way and use technology and better equipment in order to be able to have a military with fewer people. And that can be done if we want to.
I agree with you totally. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And right now it's too close to call who the new presidential candidate is going to be. But I will tell you a secret. The Trilateral Commission, which is the people who really run America, wants Romney in. It's amazing that he's not doing better than he is, but this is their choice. How do I know? Well, I read what they say. I read what Mortimer Zuckerman, member of the Council on Foreign Relations, member of the Trilateral Commission, editor of U.S. News and World Report, what he says in his editorials, and you can read them on the Internet, and it's obvious he's solidly behind Romney and he's doing everything he can to disparage Obama. And, of course, even though the Trilateral Commission had put Obama in power, they seem to have shifted their support to Romney this time. We're talking about this election is going to be costing something like close to $2 billion. $2 billion, where did that money come from? It didn't come from the average individual out here giving a dollar or two or $100, $200 to a political candidate. That money is coming from the what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, the people of great wealth, who are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government. But basically, of course, we have real problems in America. We've lost sight of the fact that the power of the federal government was to be limited so people could be free. Today, of course, we're carrying out a program I think that was outlined back in 1960 by two hardline communists. One was named Cloward, the other was Piven. Cloward and Piven, Cloward and Piven, looked them up on Google, and basically in the 1960s they said, look, if we want to destroy America, why the best way to do it is certainly not by a communist revolution. The best way to do it is certainly by destroying the country through debt and overspending. And, of course, with all of these wonderful programs, and, of course, that time we already had our Social Security and Medicare, they simply said that eventually these will bankrupt America, the debt will overwhelm us, the whole system will crumble, and then we can establish our dictatorship, because that's what communism's all about. It's not really about sharing the wealth. It's about establishing a dictatorship. And the trouble is, there are an awful lot of our very wealthy people that just love to see that happen. Go right ahead, though, Stephen. What are your thoughts? Could this be intentionally they're trying to destroy us with the fact that today, of every $1 the U.S. Treasury spends, 40 cents of it has to be borrowed? How long can you continue running a welfare state when you have to borrow 40 cents of every dollar that you spend?
Well, you could take a look at what's happening in Britain, which is having an economic collapse. Italy, France, Spain, Portugal.
Don't forget Greece.
Greece. And all these nations are totally welfare states. And Spain is a great example. Not only is it a welfare state, but they decided to raise the cost of energy dramatically so they could become a green society. And right now, Spain has, as of late October, 25% unemployment in the nation. That's what they admit to, is 25%. The real unemployment is higher than that, but they admit to 25%. And they're going to have, and they've already had riots when the government announced they couldn't afford to pay some of the entitlement programs, and people are demanding it. On Facebook tonight, a whole bunch of people who think Obama's going to win tonight have put on Facebook that tomorrow morning they're going down to their federal building to get all the freebies that President Obama gives away, everything from food to cell phones to energy cards, everything you want is free from the government. And of course, somebody has to pay it. So I've been reminding them that yes, you can get all the free stuff you want, but you're going to be bankrupt paying for the free stuff.
And I think people have to understand, there's a wonderful book. It's called The Debt Bomb. It's written by Senator Tom Coburn. He's a physician, so I have a feeling of affinity for him. He was a man who did not want to run for the Senate. He was actually almost forced to run by his friends in Texas, and they did all the work. He didn't really try hard to get to be the United States Senator, but he's certainly in his second term now, and I think he's one of the most outstanding people there. But he points out Medicare is bankrupt. Now, you have to understand you can't separate Medicare from Medicaid. And I was reading this evening, we have 48 million people on Medicare. We have 68 million people on Medicaid. We're spending somewhere between $750 billion and $1 trillion every year on Medicare and Medicaid. And basically, I mean, our total expenditure is only about $3.6 trillion a year. We're only taking in by taxes about $2.2 trillion a year. We're going behind $1.2 trillion. I mean, basically, you can't keep spending money you don't have. Our national debt today is last time I looked at it, it was $16.23 trillion. By the time Obama leaves office, it'll be $16.5 trillion. Remember, the debt was $10.7 trillion when Obama went into the White House, and Obama has done everything he could to destroy our economy. He has borrowed almost $5 trillion in 4 years. That's the greatest increase in our debt in all history. And basically, I believe Obama and the people who surround him want to destroy our economy, and people just love it. You know, he's giving us all of these wonderful things. But, of course, eventually the whole system collapses. And if you don't reform Medicare, you're going to destroy Medicare. There's only two alternatives. You reform it or you destroy it. And the same thing is true with Social Security. And this could be done if anybody had the courage. What are your thoughts on that, Stephen?
Well, there is a plan by Congressman Paul Ryan to save the health care of the people of this country by using vouchers and allowing the people to make a decision on how to spend their health care dollars rather than government. In fact, government spending your health care dollars means that many people will not be able to get the health care they need because government is going to have to ration it, and the rationing means less medicine, less procedures, medical procedures, less care by doctors, and in fact, Obamacare is going to put 30 million more people on the public dole, yet at the same time, not a single extra doctor to take care of 30 million people.
Let me simply point out, ladies and gentlemen, over in England, they kill about 120,000 people a year in the hospitals. People in England, older people, are afraid to go to the hospitals for fear they'll be killed. Go up in the internet, check it out. 120,000 people a year. They kill with socialized medicine.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Youngevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. We have Michael on the line from Michigan who was talking about Medicare. And Stephen was giving his ideas on Medicare. He's just saying Medicare is toast. There's no way, of course, that it can be financed at the present time. And he's talking about how all the states, as of the first of the year, are going to be coming up with exchanges. Now, what are these exchanges and how is that going to work?
Well, the exchanges are really health insurance companies, an umbrella group run by the state. And, for instance, here in California, if the state agency that runs the exchange will have a contract with one or two vision companies, one or two firms that provide dental care, one or two firms that provide pediatric care, and down the line, and the competition in the healthcare industry will be based not on quality, but on who pays off whom up in Sacramento to get the contract. And we're going to be run like a union. It's just not going to work for the people, plus the costs are so high. And so these exchanges are going to cut out services that exist here in this state. And as other states implement their exchanges, most of the states are refusing to do so. And the Obama administration really doesn't care if they do or not, because if they don't do it after January 1st, the federal government will come into each state and implement an exchange without the support or cooperation of the state government, and the federal government will take over all health care in each state after the first of the year, and when the Department of Health and Human Services can perform the implementation. It may take 2 or 3 years, but at the end of Obama, if Obama wins tonight, at the end of his term, there'll be no more private health care in this country.
And basically, of course, they're going to use then rationing of health care, and they intend to actually eliminate a lot of the elderly. And I was simply pointed out what's happening in England. If you do not believe this, if you have a computer, go up on your computer and type in England, elderly afraid to go to hospital, or England, 120,000 a year killed in hospital. You'll find it's true, ladies and gentlemen. Why aren't they talking about that here in the United States? Because the last thing they want for the American people to understand is that the plan is here in America, of course. Why, of course, to kill off the elderly, because then they won't be using medical care. Believe me, of course, England has a population probably of 50 or 60 million. We have a population of 300 million. We're probably talking about killing half a million people a year in America. This is not imaginary. It's real. We got a real problem. Michael from Michigan, do you have anything else that you'd like to ask or add before we let you go?
Yeah, I think it's worse than that. I think that that they'll do the medical in the new year, and it's going to be a program that we're not going to be able to afford, which puts the American government in charge of medical care, and they got other agendas that they don't have the money for, and it's a way for them to get this money to do what it is that they're trying to do, and so they need a vehicle to get the money, and one of the best ways to do that is the medical care and some of the other things that they're doing.
Michael, what they really want to do is destroy our economy. They're already borrowing 40 cents out of every dollar they're spending as borrowed money. And what are they doing? They're taking on massive new debts intentionally to destroy our economy. The enemy is not in Russia. The enemy is not in China. The enemy is certainly not in Cuba, where, of course, Fidel Castro was actually installed by our own government. David Rockefeller's daughters go down on a regular basis to visit Fidel, and Fidel, at least until recently, came up to visit David Rockefeller. And I'm sure they sat around and laughed at how stupid the American people are to think that Fidel Castro, you know, had won the revolution, is the enemy of America. We need outside enemies so we won't realize that the real enemy is within America today. The enemy is not outside. The enemy is in here, at this country, and of course what they want to do is bring in socialism, bankrupt our country, do away with our Constitution, and in my estimation, install a totalitarian state. and we're going to be back here in just a moment. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Stephen, what would your response be?
Well, it's about time that the American people understand that every part of their life is now going to be controlled after the first of the year by the government. We are no longer a free society. After the first of the year, Obamacare, the Affordable Health Act, is going to be implemented, and as the implementation occurs, much more money will be taken from us, and our ability to protect ourselves from illness and disease will go down because there won't be enough doctors. The clinics are going to be crowded.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this evening is Stephen Frank. And, of course, we're just commenting on the election. And, of course, we haven't had a chance to look and see what's happened in the last 30 minutes. If anything exciting has happened, don't be hesitant as far as calling in is concerned. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And go ahead, Stephen.
Well, yeah, the results in Ohio and Virginia and Florida are going to take most of the night because there's a whole slew of votes still out there to be counted, and we may not know somewhat definitively till tomorrow morning what the results on the presidency is. But what we do know are the results of the government is going to continue to be divided, and that means we're going to have to stay in touch with our members of Congress to make sure our Congress members stand tall against a Democrat Senate, which has so far refused for almost 4 years now to even pass a budget or bring a budget to the floor that had had hearings and that they intended to pass. The last budget they brought to the floor was Barack Obama's budget, didn't hold hearings on it, and they voted 97-0 against it. Waste of time and money. They didn't have any intention of having a budget. And we've lived in this country without a budget for almost 4 years, while at the same time increasing the national debt by $5 trillion. Where I am a member of Congress, I would just say, until we have a budget, I can't pass a debt increase. And even then I won't pass a debt I won't vote for a debt increase, because this is a government that's out of control.
Unfortunately, most of the congressmen don't have that sort of courage, because they want to get reelected. They don't want to rock the vote, and it's, if they're told how to vote by the leaders of their party, whether it be the Republican Party or the Democrat Party, it doesn't matter. They're both controlled by the same people, and they tell the members of Congress and the Senate how to vote. And if you haven't read this book, and we're going to be carrying it, called Debt Bomb, by Senator Tom Corbyn, he tells you, Sidney, how all the senators, the one thing they're concerned about is getting reelected, not in doing what's right. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. My wife just came in and says that it certainly looks like it's going to be Obama. I have no... way out in the lead as far as the Electoral College is concerned. So let's go to Rich calling us from Aromas. Hi, Rich. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, Grandma just beat me to it.
All right, fine. Well, so it's, right now it looks like Obama is pulling ahead very, very strongly. So go ahead. Did you have anything you wanted to say, Rich?
Well, I was just going to tell you the government-run propaganda was hip hooray that Barry is going to get another 4 years, but whatever's going to happen, we're going to all have to be strong and say our prayers every night, because God help us.
I agree with you. Thank you so much, Rich. I really appreciate your calling.
Bye-bye.
And I don't know. Bye-bye. Okay, fine. That's it. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, but I would simply say at this point that you have to understand it really doesn't matter. Certainly, Romney may say all the things we want to hear, but of course he would say whatever he needed to get elected. Romney is under control of the Trilateral Commission, as is Barack Obama. They're both controlled by exactly the same people, and it is not simply coincidence that of the 87 members of the Trilateral Commission, between 1977 and the year 2008, every president and or vice president of the United States came from the membership roles of that organization. 6 of the 8 representatives of the World Trade Organization, and of course, including the current one, 8 of the 10 World Trade representatives, certainly the 7 of the 12 secretaries of state, and 9 of the 12 of secretaries of defense, all came from this 87 members of the Trilateral Commission, North American chapter, and they weren't all Americans, actually. The North American chapter includes Canadians and Mexicans. This little group controls both political parties, and in my estimation, makes mockery out of the electoral process. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Stephen, certainly everything suggests now that it's going to be another 4 years of Barack Obama. What's going to happen to America?
Well, the first thing that happens after the first of the years, the economic cliff we go over and the economic collapse because of the taxes that Obama is going to be insisting on. Then, of course, we have the massive job cuts. And as taxes go up, more jobs are going to be lost. And as you may know, last week or the week before, Chrysler talked about taking its Jeep production from the United States to China. And when everyone yelled and screamed, you can't send it to China, they said, oh, no problem, we'll send it to Italy instead. And so we are quickly closing down our manufacturing capacity here in this country. And because of environmental laws, both state and national, along with tax policy, there's no reason for a business person to invest in this country. This is the time that American investors will do one of two things. They will put their money in bonds and earn almost nothing on it, and they'll try safe bonds, and or they will invest overseas. The United States at this point, if there is a re-election of President Obama, is not a place to invest your money.
And people really don't understand that this is part of a plan. This is not accidental. The real plan is to shift America's industry overseas. Why? Because, of course, they want to equality. They want to raise living standards in China and Malaysia and India. They want to raise living standards all throughout the world, but they want to lower living standards here in America. They want equality. Except, of course, for the ruling elite. But they're doing this, and the average individual doesn't understand. They're doing it through tax laws. They're doing it by their pattern of harassment here. They're doing it by organizing the unions and making it difficult to produce things here. Basically, of course, that they can move to China. They can hire somebody over there for $15 a day. They have to pay $50 an hour, certainly here in the United States, and certainly with Obamacare. They're going to be paying a great deal more in the way of wages, you know, for health care benefits. They don't have to do this in other countries. That's why they can produce things so cheaply in China and then ship them over here. And all this talk about the jobs are coming home, that is not the agenda of either the Republican or the Democrat Party, but the American people don't understand globalism. They don't understand these various treaties that have been signed, the Agenda 21 program, which is the official policy of the United States, and it's all about raising living standards throughout the world. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. There's a whole new middle class in China. There are people there who have lived in poverty for years, and now they're doing very, very well. And certainly they're organizing their own businesses. They're investing in the markets over there. And of course, basically, of course, the Chinese are prospering, the Indians are prospering, the Malaysians are prospering, the Russians are prospering. People all throughout the world are prospering, except in Europe and England and the United States. And we're shifting the wealth from Europe and the wealth from England and the wealth from America to other countries. And there's not one in 1,000 Americans who really understands this is not happening by accident, but by intent, as part of the master plan of Agenda 21, the Earth Summit, the plan laid out on the Georgia Guidestones. They're not imaginary, they're real. These things are happening by intent, not by accident. What was your thought on that, P. Stephen?
Well, the best example of the United States redistributing wealth, our wealth, is the Keystone Pipeline. The Canadians have oil to ship down here. They want to build a pipeline to bring it down to the United States. President Obama says no, even though it would create 20,000 jobs and lower the cost of energy in this country. Instead, Canada is negotiating to send that oil to China so they can have low-cost oil. Instead, by cutting off the Keystone Pipeline, we have our policy is to help the Chinese continue to produce low-cost goods and have sufficient energy, whereas the Obama administration has a policy of no nuclear power plant, no drilling off the coast, cutting off drilling in the Gulf area, no drilling on the federal land, and in effect killing off the American economy by creating artificially high energy costs, by taking $90 billion of our taxes to invest into firms like Solander and Solar Power and all sorts of other bankrupt organizations that pretend to be for energy but really are cronies of the president. And the American people are paying for that. You mentioned before that we have increased our national debt by $5 trillion in the last 4 years. That's accurate. And at a minimum, a bare minimum, over the next 4 years, we're going to add another $4 trillion by the year 2016, the next presidential election. We're going to have a national debt of over $20 trillion. There's no way for us to even pay the interest on that anymore, plus being able to provide services. We are going to be a third world country by design of our federal government.
And I think people really have to understand that this is not happening by accident. It's happening by intent. But Rush Limbaugh is not going to tell you that. And Sean Hannity is not going to tell you that. And the people who are on mainline radio across America are not going to bring this out. Now, certainly Alex Jones will and Joyce Riley will. And there's a small group of people who are in the alternative media. They're trying to bring this out. And certainly, fortunately, we have a number of people who are doing a pretty good job of getting it out. But it's certainly not. Not only the price of oil that's going to be going up and gasoline, the price of electricity is going to be going up. And they're going to dramatically increase the price of electricity. You're going to find the price of municipal water is going up. Why would that be? Why, very simply, because they want you to use less water. You're using too much water, or you're using too much electricity. You're using too much gasoline. We want you to actually raise the price so you won't do that. I talked to a gentleman over in England today who actually arranges a lot of our programs. In fact, today we had Lord Mockton today, a former member of the European Parliament. And he doesn't agree with him, but he's been an official member over there. But certainly Bob Robert Theobald, who gets the interviews lined up for me. And I asked Robert, I said, what's happening over there in England? He said, well, of course, they've raised the cost of electricity so high, and they've raised the cost of gasoline so high here that it's really the English people are having a terrible time simply getting by with the bare essentials of life. And ladies and gentlemen, it's going to happen here. It's going to be probably another year or two, or maybe it'll start the first of the year. We're going to see terrible things happening right after January 1st, whichever candidate came to be president. It looks like now, right now anyway, as if it's going to be Obama. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you're out there in the listening audience, we'd like to know what you think. Our guest is Stephen Frank. Stephen, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get to your blog, how they can get your information, which you put out on a daily basis?
Right. I have a website called California Political News and Views, and every night I put out a newsletter and the items, 10 new articles every night, and you can go to the website and you can see the articles, or you can have them sent. Just go to capoliticalnews.com, capoliticalnews.com, and on the right side of the website there is a subscription form. Just click on it, put in your email address, send it, and within 24 hours you'll be added to the email list, and every day you will be receiving the type of stories the mainstream media either ignores or misrepresents or misleads. And it gives the facts behind the story as well as why it's important for you to know about.
Okay, fine. So we recommend certainly you go to Steve Frank's website and blog and get his information. He does an excellent job of getting things out. Well, what do you think is going to happen here as far in California as far as the increase of taxes are concerned? Do you think the people are going to be gullible enough to go along with the governor, who basically, of course, is, he said, you know, that we're going to have to cut all this money from education. Now, that's his decision. He certainly, if he didn't get through the Proposition 30, why, of course, he could evenly distribute the cuts in the state budget. But he's chosen to target the children. He's chosen to take away, certainly, the teachers and the funds from the schools if we don't give him the money that he wants to. And nobody has brought that fact out. Have you noticed that? Everybody's sort of taken this, oh, well, we need this money for the children. It is the governor who's going to take the money away from the children, other than not the inheritance in this. He's the one who's taking it away from the children rather than distributing the cuts throughout all of the welfare state. They're not going to do away with the train to nowhere. That's another $330 million for a train that goes from a point X to point Y that nobody's ever heard of. We go right ahead. What are your thoughts?
Well, it's interesting. In the last year, the governor has increased the state budget by $5 billion, yet he wants to cut $5 to $6 billion from education. We have money. All you have to do is get rid of the choo-choo train, the high-speed rail. Stop signing sweetheart deals with unions, who then turn around and give you money to run elections with. There's plenty of places to cut state government. Why does the state of California have an Environmental Protection Agency and the federal government does? Do we really need two agencies to bear down to kill jobs? It was the state of California that made the decision to cut water from the farmers to protect the so-called Delta smelt. Do we really need something smaller than an anchovy that no one ever heard of in exchange for hundreds of thousands of acres?
Hold that thought. We do have a caller. Let's see what David from New York wants to talk about. David, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I would say, Dr. Stan, the majestic Freedom Ocean liner has been struck by the Obama iceberg, would be my comment.
I think that's probably a fairly good one. Hang on, we'll be back here in just a moment with Stephen Frank, and we have David calling from New York. Okay,
you
Stephen,
already know
well,
that calcium is important.
3 minutes.
But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Stephen, thank you so very much for being with us. God bless, and keep in touch, please.
Have a great day.
God bless. Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is basically a sad evening for America, but it's going to be interesting to see how the various propositions fared here in the state of California, and whether or not you can buy people's judgment to the point where they will certainly support propositions which are totally untenable and financially disastrous. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the time when I do need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is still primarily listener-supported. If you're out there in the listening audience, you're in a position to help us. If you can send a gift, or you can buy our products, or you can advertise with us, or whatever you can do, we'd appreciate it. We're hoping, of course, that we're going to be able to end this year in the black, and I'm hoping that this is going to occur. We are, of course, taking it well. We have some other plans of things we're going to be doing to try to actually get people to know about what's really going on, to understand the brotherhood of darkness. Because, of course, many people talk very eloquently about what's happening politically, but unless you understand what's happening spiritually and how the two tie together, none of this makes sense. I was reading an article in Midnight Call magazine written by a fellow who says there is no conspiracy. He names, of course, a number of people who've talked about the conspiracy, and, of course, people like Gary Allen, who wrote None Dare Call It Conspiracy. And then, of course, the author in this article in Midnight Call magazine points out how these other people were all fraudulent. But he never mentions Gary Allen again, because Gary Allen wasn't fraudulent. He was telling the truth. There really is a conspiracy, and of course, I've been able to verify this. I've talked to members of the conspiracy. I've been to their headquarters. I've gone through their papers, and of course, we've been in touch with other people who've studied them for years. And of course, it centers around one of the conspiracies. Certainly, is the conspiracy that Cecil Rhodes started when he established a secret society in 1891, which became the Council on Foreign Relations, which became the Trilateral Commission, which today controls America. As we've already pointed out, between 1977 and 2008, every president and or vice president of the United States was a member of the Trilateral Commission, and there's only 87 members. That didn't happen by accident, and you can verify this by going either to SydneyAugustReview.org, Pat Wood's website, get the information and understand what's really going on. But of course, what was so interesting, this article in Midnight Call magazine ended up with this fellow, the author, saying, look, if there's really this Bilderberger, Illuminati, CFR conspiracy, why haven't they already taken over? And the answer is, ladies and gentlemen, they have. They're using the financial and military power of the United States to redistribute the wealth of the world and to establish dictatorships and finance dictatorships in Russia and in China and in India and nations all throughout the world under the guise of democracy, of course, and to maintain the feudal serfdom there in Saudi Arabia and in nations throughout the world. We're establishing dictators under the name of democracy who go along with this idea of world government, but they've got to control every government in the world. They've already taken over, ladies and gentlemen. They've already taken over. Well, we hope, of course, you'll go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. You can listen to our programs there. Certainly, 24 hours a day, either live or certainly archived programs. If you want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you want to get my talk on Agenda 21, the Covert Plan, and get the syllabus that goes with it. Agenda 21, the Covert Plan. You need to get our talk on the financial tsunami, another talk on the financial Armageddon. They're older talks, but they'll explain to you what's going on today. And then, of course, we ask you to certainly tell others about Radio Liberty. Encourage them to listen, even if they don't necessarily agree. It takes time before people can really begin to understand the magnitude of what we're up against and the true nature of the spiritual battle that's being fought today for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. So please pray for America, for our leaders, for our ministers. Pray they'll understand what's going on, but please pray for Radio Liberty.
Let us swear a taken to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night.
Oh, beautiful for spacious sky, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. America, America.
Ah, we're getting playing over and over again. Hang in there, Melody. We'll be coming back in just a moment here.
All righty.
Who more than self, their country love and mercy more than life.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and certainly our guest is Melody Cederstrom. Hi, Melody. How are we doing?
Just fine, Dr. Stan. Thank you.
Well, basically, it's been an exciting evening, and it looks like we're going to have another 4 years of Barack Obama, doesn't it?
Yes, it certainly does. I guess there might be they might try and contest Ohio. The elections this year. There's certainly been, you know, all the rigging that you could possibly see with people being able to make their votes by email and all these other various 200 ballots sent out twice and all these little things where votes can add up, and certainly there could be something to contest, but whether something comes of it over a long period of time, over a short period of time or the next week or so, I doubt things would change. So yes, it does look like Barack Obama is here for another 4 years.
Well, of course, I can't help but wonder how the voting machines, what part they played. I think these voting machines, electronic voting machines, can all be rigged. I don't think there are any of them that can't be rigged. And as a result, of course, that the election process really doesn't prove anything at all other than who is the cleverest as far as rigging the machines. But, of course, then it's all a matter of perception anyway. They want to give us an idea we have a choice between a Republican and a Democrat. And yet, if you look and see the policies, the Republicans are in favor of big government. Oh, they're against big government, of course, when they're not in power. But once they get in power, they expand government massively. George Bush gave us a $5 trillion deficit in 8 years. Of course, Obama's double that. He's done better. He's had a $5 trillion deficit in 4 years. But be that as it may, George W. gave us certainly the Medicare bill. He gave us the war in Iraq, cost us $1 trillion. And so the Republicans did not do anything at all about abortion or homosexuality when they control both the House and the Senate, and they control the presidency and the Supreme Court. It's all a fraud. But you want to give the people the idea that we vote our governments in. We don't. They're chosen for us. We go to the polls every 4 years to throw the scoundrels out, but we vote for the candidate of their choice. not for the candidate of our choice. I fear that is the reality of what's going on. Our telephone number, if you'd like to call us, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Melody, what are your thoughts?
Well, I think the next 4 years, people better buckle up. It's going to be I think the next 4 years is going to be horrific. And listening to discussions and what's going to happen in 2016 already, discussions of billionaires coming in to take over and people like Bloomberg and other billionaires possibly coming in to position third parties. They're talking about a stronger voice for third parties. And so, we got tough times ahead of us.
Okay, and I think that not only tough times, but very tough economic times, I think they're going to destroy the value of our currency.
Yeah.
You better position yourself. Melody, certainly they've been knocking the price of gold and silver down to something awful. What's happening? Are people actually beginning to buy gold and silver at these tremendous prices that they have now?
Well, I think that it's pretty much been business as usual. However, with Hurricane Sandy and with this election upon us, things got a little bit quiet across the industry. You saw gold hit pretty hard last week. There's a G20 meeting on the weekend, and whenever there's a G20 meeting, you always have a little bit of strength in the U.S. dollar. I mean, if you call 80-something strength in the U.S. dollar, so be it, but it does reflect in the price of gold. And, so they were able to hit gold, get that stock market up and get the U.S. dollar a little bit stronger trading in the index. So I think they had the effect. They achieved what they wanted to. And you certainly saw gold rebound today. It was up $32 today, along with silver. So you had a lot of people coming in taking advantages of the low prices, but those low prices didn't last very long. And you still have gold and silver trading in the aftermarket up stronger. You have gold up $7 and silver up another 21. So
where did silver end the day then?
Silver ended up 84 cents at 32.12.
Isn't that amazing after knocking it down as far as they were able to? But it's all manipulated. As I watch this on a daily basis, you can just see the hand of somebody lowering this artificially. And then, of course, if they keep it down for too long, why, people start buying it. And they don't have the supplies on hand that they'd like to. They do not have the supplies of silver and gold because, of course, then, of course, China and India and Russia and other countries began buying up their gold. And so they can't keep the price down for too long, can they?
No, they can't. And the product, the physical product for gold and silver, people don't realize how small of a market it really is, how thin it is, and how quickly it can disappear. Anytime any type of an event might happen, or you have, like we saw in 2009, 2010, you had extreme buying, people fleeing, trying to save as much as they can because they had the falling stock market. Product disappeared very quickly. Not a lot out there. And yes, we've always been able to supply customers. You have a secondary market, and that secondary market is people who sell back into the market. We haven't had a real problem as yet, but certainly we have seen over the years, even back in the 90s, we saw periods of where product was very difficult to get a hold of. I don't think we really know. You've had these central banks who have leased their gold, I think, over and over again, and they lease gold, but they don't.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom. Melody is saying that there's a very limited market out there. Certainly, very, very few people are buying gold and silver. And basically, they've knocked the price down. And there was a tremendous rebound in the price of both gold and silver today. And certainly, Melody is just saying that the central banks certainly seem to have had a whole lot of new interest in purchasing gold. Now, in past years, the central bank sold gold. Now they seem to be buying it and accumulating it in rather large amounts, aren't they, Melody?
Yes, they certainly are. You still have Russia, you have China, you have a lot of smaller countries that continue to purchase of gold, and more they want to take their own physical delivery of gold. And I do believe that one day it will come out that the gold isn't there. There's going to be a huge shortage to supply the gold that is needed. And it's just another example of the prices that we could see in gold and silver, both. I think you're going to see tremendous prices in both. The fundamentals for gold and silver, we can see the daily manipulations, and even if it's just the regular market plays in gold and silver. But the long-term fundamentals do not change. And, of course, with this election, it shows we know exactly where we're headed in the future. We know exactly what's going to happen. And people really do need to preserve their purchasing power. They're going to be losing through inflation. They're going to continue to throw money at the problem. And we're certainly going to see there's predictions of what the cost of the Hurricane Sandra is going to be, or Sandy's going to be. They come out and say it's $50 billion. I believe, and I've seen new numbers this evening, I thought they'd probably be about $100 billion, and now there's even predictions out there of between $100 and $150. So,
but what are you speaking of, Melody? Of what are the $150 billion what now? What position?
From the storm of Hurricane Sandy.
Oh, I mean the expense of that, yes.
The expense of that is going to cost. And certainly we know New York, their infrastructure, it was crumbling. I mean, a lot of that infrastructure hadn't been replaced or repaired for many, many years. So I can only imagine what the damage and to replace all that. And certainly both New Jersey and New York have already said they wanted the federal government to pick up the tab 100%. So, again, it's just another sign. It's just another signal that people, this is just going to continue. And we do need to protect ourselves as individuals.
Well, I'm sure everybody would like to get money from the government. But
absolutely.
The problem is there isn't any money to get. 40 cents out of every dollar the federal government spends has to be borrowed. And if they were going to give $100 to $150 billion to New York and New Jersey, where are they going to get the money? They're going to have to borrow it. They do not have the money. This is what people don't understand. And this is what eventually destroys nations. It's destroyed. It destroyed ancient Rome. It certainly destroyed many of the ancient empires. It destroyed certainly the British Empire. And the Spanish Empire and the French Empire, and it will destroy the American Empire, because whether you want to admit it or not, ladies and gentlemen, America has an empire today, because they don't want the American people to know that. But we have our state troops stationed in 130 nations throughout the world, and we never talk about that. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom. Melody, certainly, what things are people buying? Are they buying silver? Are they buying gold? Are they buying gold collectibles? Are they buying gold bullion coins? What sort of coins are people buying today?
I think our customers buy what's suitable for them, and we always take into their current holdings. If they continue to add to their portfolios, we continue to monitor what they purchase, and we try to keep their portfolios balanced. So they do purchase silver, and again, it's suitability gold. And in gold, I believe U.S. coins are good to sell or good to purchase in your portfolios. There's a lot of discussions about people should only buy U.S. coins, or certainly for U.S. coins, but I don't think they have an advantage when you're looking at bullion coins that a maple leaf, a gold eagle is better than a Canadian maple leaf. As far as an investment is, it doesn't have an advantage. It's going to be based on the gold content of the coin and the price of gold. Certainly the semi-numismatics, a lot of people purchase those because they like the benefits of those. You know, they like the privacy, the additional leverage that they can obtain with those types of coins. They're a little bit guaranteed. They're protected through their cases. We have some collectors, true collectors, but not as many, because most people don't want to collect coins. What they want to do is accumulate coins to protect their purchasing power and take advantages of the semi-numismatics. So they're very good as long as you buy them at the right price. And again, there are no bad coins out there. Each coin has a purpose and a place in a portfolio. And I believe it's our job to help our clients to understand what coins do, how they should perform, so they don't have any surprises in the future if there's any type of correction in a segment of the gold market or silver market. And that's what we do so well here at Discount Gold and Silver. But I do like U.S. coins, and I believe in keeping portfolios in gold and silver simple, basic, and balanced. The silver, and I believe in value, and I believe in quality. And when I talk about quality, I don't mean you have to buy a collectible coin. You can get some quality coins. You need value from those coins, and that comes with the prices. And we always look at Discount Gold and Silver. We always look at our products and our prices, and we look for maybe perhaps a coin that is lagging in price for some reason, for one reason or another, and that might make a better buy than another. We don't have an agenda where we push just one group of coins forever and ever because we make the most commissions on that. We don't allow commissions to affect our recommendations on our coins that we offer. And again, it comes back to the suitability. Sticking with U.S. coins is great. A lot of people push they have to be pre-1933 coins, and I don't think just because a coin is dated pre-33 that it gives it a special meaning or it gives it a special place in a portfolio. You have to look at the history of the coin and what it really and how it has performed in the past.
Well, now, are people buying a silver dollar? Says somebody who told me they went to a fair the other day and they saw somebody buying a roll of 20 silver dollars. Are they quite a popular item for people to be buying today?
People love the Morgan silver dollars. They've always been very popular among investors. But you have to be really careful, because I've seen people call me and they say, Melody, I saw this ad in this magazine. They're selling these Morgan silver dollars for almost at spot price, and they're in brilliant uncirculated condition. And I'll ask them to continue to read the article or the advertisement. And they'll continue, and what it is, they'll give you from a good quality coin to BU. And, of course, the person only sees the BU condition, and I'll guarantee you that people will get a majority of just a worn-out circulated coin versus that uncirculated, that brilliant uncirculated coin in the group of 20. So people need to be careful. You should always buy quality. And just because the price might seem too good to be true, it probably is. There's a lot of miswording on these advertisements. To make people think that they're getting a real deal. And I love to hear about these advertisements, because if they're good, I will tell you. No, but I can always read between the lines and know exactly what they're doing.
What would, say, a roll of circulated Morgan dollars, $20, pardon me, a dollar gold pieces, what would be a roll of 20 of them cost?
The Morgan dollars, around $740, in a very nice condition and pre-1900. I mean, you can buy 1921 Morgan silver dollars, and they're usually a little bit less expensive. But if you get the pre-1900s in a very good plus condition coin, where they're not real worn or anything like that, about $740.
Okay, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You have a question for Melody. Anything you want to know about coins, why Melody can certainly knows this field. She works in it. How long have you been at it now, Melody?
Oh, boy. About 17, 18 years.
Oh, boy. That's a long time. Well, of course, I guess it's been good for you, though, and certainly you've taken good care of our listeners. I've never had one complaint from anybody who's done business with you. So you certainly must keep them happy.
Well, we do try. I work very hard to earn our clients' business. I work very hard to earn their referrals. We take care of families. We, if there's a spouse that passes on, we always try to help, and to help if they're looking to sell for to have some income. We always look to and advise which ones they should sell, which ones they should keep. So we do a lot for our clients, and you don't find that.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question for Melody, who's certainly on the front lines of this battle trying to get the people certainly to prepare for the difficult times that lie ahead, because they're going to destroy the value of our currency. I said that you cannot continue borrowing 40 cents of every dollar you spend. They know what they're doing. They're running up a massive debt, just exactly as Piven and Cloward described in the 1960s. But go off on the internet, look up Cloward and Piven. Cloward and Piven, P-I-V-E-N. Two hardline communists who said, look, we never take America with a revolution. What we want to do is simply spend it into oblivion. And out of the chaos that will come when the economy collapses because of debt, then we're going to be able to take over and establish our communist state. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, communism is not equal distribution of goods. It's the establishment of a small elite that controls the nation.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above.
Melody, are you there?
Yes, I am.
What are your thoughts about the next 4 years of Barack Obama? What's that 4 years of Barack Obama going to mean to America?
Well, I mean, we mentioned earlier, it really doesn't matter who's in there. They're just they're a figurehead. They have their own personal agenda. And we certainly know they do what they're told to do. Even before the election, we remember Obama being captured live by saying Putin just has to wait till after the election because Obama will have more flexibility. And so it's going to be just more of the same. However, I believe where we're at, I mean, the Treasury came out today and they said expect our debt limit to be reached near the end of 2012. And, of course, no one talked about that today. And back in 2011, you had Obama signed the deal where they increased the debt limit. And now I think it's only like 13, 14, 15 months that has just about been exhausted. So we have very troubling times financially ahead. And I think, again, I believe this is an agenda. It is poised to collapse, and it's just a matter of time until it does. I believe they kept everything together for this election, and I believe they might even keep it together for November. There's a lot of distractions. You have holidays this month, and next month they'll try to keep this last quarter together for the retailers. But come December and beginning next year, I believe it begins to unravel. So I don't think we've seen anything yet. I believe we're going to see the continuation of our dollar losing its value. You're going to see higher gold prices, and people are going to be losing. They're going to be losing all their hard-earned money against inflation. They're going to continue to throw money. The government wants to inflate. They want inflation. They think they can control it. But I think it's a matter of time until they can no longer, or they will allow it to go higher, just like they've allowed gold. They don't care if gold goes up, but they want to maintain it at certain levels because gold is the indicator. And when you have higher gold prices, it tells people that things are not right, and that's why they put so much pressure on gold, keeping it at levels that are acceptable to them. But they do lose control. They will lose control because that is part of their design.
And I think you're exactly right. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Melody was just saying that she thinks that there is an organized effort to certainly destroy the validity of our economy and of our currency. And ladies and gentlemen, this is exactly what John Adams said. John Adams talked about, you know, he said there's two ways to destroy a nation. One is by military invasion, and the other is by destroying the value of the currency. And that is exactly what they're going to do. Now, right now, our currency is doing fine. But ladies and gentlemen, we have tremendous, tremendous debt. And there are people all throughout the world who would love to see America's financial status just decompensate. And not only that, but you must understand that behind everything going on today are powerful spiritual forces. And when people talk about what's going on economically, they always ignore the fact that there really is a God in heaven. And if you read the Bible, you'll find out that repeatedly he has brought his judgment on nations that turned against him. And is there any question in your mind that the America is turned against God, that we certainly no longer value certainly moral principles, that they've taken God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools? America was once a blessed nation because, of course, we worship God. No longer is that true. And I believe God's judgment is coming on America. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And our guest this evening is Melody Cederstrom. And if you have a question or comment about finances, if you have a question or comment about what you should be doing to protect yourself, because believe me, ladies and gentlemen, when January 1st comes, we go over the financial cliff. In fact, some people say it is not we're going over the financial cliff. We're going over the financial abyss. Well, of course, a cliff means that there's a valley or something below. An abyss means that there's nothing below. And this whole thing is going to simply collapse. Certainly, Melody, do you think that this is going to be just a little bump in the road, this financial collapse that they talk about, this financial cliff? Or do you think this is going to be something of a very serious import? Do you think it's really going to certainly run up the price of gold, undermine the value of our currency, and lead, of course, to financial dislodgement, dislocation here in America? What are your thoughts?
We have a debt that we can't pay for, and we certainly can't continue as is. And you just can't keep throwing money at a problem without affecting the currency. What people don't realize is our dollar is only worth about a nickel as it is. So we've already had, in my view, we've already had our currency devalued. It no longer buys, it only buys a dollar, only buys about a nickel's worth. And so we lost the purchasing power already. If people don't do something to protect it, they're going to continue to lose. I believe you have a baby boomer population. They're retiring every day. And I don't believe all that money that is sitting in Wall Street in the retirement accounts, that they're going to allow them to walk away when we're facing a national crisis. And I do believe they will change that system. I believe they will. I mean, legislation has already been written. There's already been discussions, and I do believe they will offer people an annuity or somewhat in order for a monthly payment instead of allowing people to have access to their money. So I do believe they will rewrite those laws. They will tinker with those funds that are sitting there for these people that are getting ready to retire. They will strip people. They're going to confiscate. People talk about gold confiscation. I believe they're going to confiscate people's wealth.
And I think people have to understand that there is no money in the Social Security fund. No. They're lying to us about it. There's no money in the Medicare fund. They're lying to us about it. And basically, of course, we're actually going behind about 35 billion dollars a month on Social Security, or they estimate that over a 10-year period we're going to go behind about $680 billion in Social Security, and probably twice that much in Medicare, because, of course, we have 100 million people on Medicare and Medicaid. I'm reading Tom Coburn's book just today, and he points out there are 48 million Americans on Medicare and 68 million Americans on Medicaid. Some of them, about 8 or 9 million, of course, are on both Medicare and Medicaid. But you're talking about 100 million Americans where the government's paying for their income tax. Pardon me, they're paying for their medical care. And ladies and gentlemen, we are going behind $1 trillion, $1.5 trillion every single year. How long do you think we can continue doing that? How long do you think we can keep spending? 40 cents out of every dollar that's spent has to be borrowed. They know the whole thing's coming down. They know that this is going to mean the destruction of the value of our currency and the impoverishment of the American people. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest this evening, Melody Cederstrom. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 if you're out there across America. And you have a question or comment for Melody, well, give us a call because we're heading into terrible financial times, probably starting the first of next year when we go over the fiscal cliff. Well, Melody, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and certainly your telephone number, your website, and certainly what will happen if they do get in touch with you. Go right ahead.
Our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Our website, DGSCoins.com. That's DGS for discount gold silver coins, COINS.com. And they can go to the website we put out that we joined, partnered with Wendy Wilson Apothecary Herbs for Health Issues, and we do a weekly newsletter, Financial and Health, that they can sign up to on the first page of the website. And then we also have a daily radio program that they can listen live at 4 p.m. Eastern Time from the website, or they can scroll down a little bit on that radio page and listen to the we archive them on a daily basis. So we encourage them to listen to the program. And when they call Discount Gold and Silver, we provide a quality product. We very competitive pricing. I will always try and match prices. If someone brings me, say, well, you know, from so-and-so, I've heard, you know, they have this price. If it's a legitimate price, because a lot of those prices are not legitimate, but if it's a legitimate price, I'd be more than happy if I can to match the price. And I will always tell people on their purchases what I, and again, education. I can't tell you how many times people come to me and I'll ask them what they have and they'll say, well, I don't know, I just bought what he told me to. They don't have any idea what they purchased. They have no idea the quality of it. They have no idea, you know, if they paid a good price or not. And we don't do that here. And if you did purchase somewhere else, we'd be more than happy to help you go over your portfolio and price it out to see if you need to make any adjustments or not.
Well, I think one of the most amazing things is that you can actually ship things through the mail, and they actually get there, and they get the, you know, you can send things to Melody, and you get them back again. But the mail is incredibly safe. Have you suddenly? I am amazed that Sydney coin dealers can actually ship their coins, and this is how you actually are able to get a look at people's Sydney portfolio and then return it to them.
Well, I don't take this. I don't look at their coins, but they can give me a list of what they have, and I can go over it that way. I mean, I certainly can't tell. I bought some coins back. Somebody who bought coins from a very popular, everybody goes to this website in order to get prices for gold and silver. He bought their coins from him, and when I received them, I purchased them back. I couldn't believe the condition that they were in. They were just all scratched up. They had gouges in them, chips of gold out of them, and I just couldn't believe that somebody would actually send coins out in that condition. I went to the website and they were running these specials where you could basically buy it at wholesale, but in the fine print it says these are not guaranteed or these are not in brilliant uncirculated condition. So they do have their disclaimer on the product, but most people don't recognize that. So I couldn't tell, you know, on the list of coins, you know, the condition of it, but based on what I send out, I could give them a fairly good recommendation on what they currently have and price it out for them to see if they paid too much for it or if they paid a great price for it. But the shipping process, the U.S. Post Office, they do one thing right, and that is they're registered and insured U.S. mail. And millions of dollars are shipped on a daily basis, not only by coin dealers, but your jewelers. Anything of value like that is all shipped by registered and insured U.S. mail. When we do ship things by UPS, we carry our own separate insurance policies, as UPS and FedEx, they don't, in their insurance, they don't cover coins. So we have to carry separate policies. But the U.S. mail, and as long as I've been in business, we had one package back in 1997, and they paid more promptly than I ever saw them pay anything, and they did a really fine job. Things just don't go missing, so they do a very good job.
I think that's really is amazing. So you can feel fairly comfortable about this. I know it's a little frightening, I think, for a lot of people to buy things through the mail, but I think that you'll find that it really is works amazingly well. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Now, what about certainly buying coins MSO, say 60, MS62, MS63, MS64? What do all those terms mean? Because they use them all the time, but I don't think they have much meaning to the average individual who's not a coin collector.
Well, a true coin collector really goes more into the history of the coin, and they're looking for that one particular coin that, you know, there's only two of them that exist anymore. They really go, that's a true collector. They buy the coin. They don't care what the price is. But the series, the mint state, the MS is a designation, and a simple way of putting it is the quality of the coin. These are uncirculated coins, and the grading goes from mint state 60 to 70. And only your modern issue coins, your gold eagles and your silver eagles, they're the only ones that you'll find in a mint state 69 or mint state 70 grading. And I would not recommend purchasing modern issue coins that are certified. But the older $20 gold pieces, the pre 33 coins that you find in the mint state 61, mint state 62, it's just basically the condition of their coin. And there's strict quality controls when they grade the coins and place in protective containers in which they're sealed so they do get protected. And the example that I always give my clients is like if you have a treasury bag of gold coins and the coins on the bottom, because of the weight on top, you can get some wear points on some of the high points of the coins, and against the burlap of the bag, you can also put a little wear on the high points of the coins. Those you could consider mint state 60s and 61, and of course, as you go higher in the bag of coins, your top coins, you don't have that weight, so they're in more pristine condition, and therefore you might find the mint state 65s and the mint state 66s. And we really don't go into selective dates, any key dates, any better dates, when you're looking to purchase those types of coins, because then you're beginning to pay more for that coin. And that's what you want to avoid if you're buying these types of coins. You want to stay in the quality. And the idea when you purchase gold and silver is you always want to get as much as you can for your dollars. You know, you don't want to pay extra premium on something that you don't need to. You want to make sure that's the value. And so that's how we weigh coins. If people ask us for those recommendations on that type of coin, we want to make sure people are getting value for their dollars.
Well, you know, some people have told me that they like to polish the coins because they look better when they're certainly other people are looking at them when they try to sell them. Is this really something that people should not be doing, is trying to use some sort of polish on the coins?
No, you don't want to clean your coins, and even dealers will do that. And a lot of those circulated $20 liberties and thank God when people buy them in extra fine condition. I call them opinion coins because when you sell them back into the market, it's the opinion of whom you're selling it to designate the value of that coin. You have no guarantee or no proof that it is an extra fine coin. And I've bought many coins back in a circulated condition where, you know, they get graded, they get jewelry graded type coins. You get coins that have been polished and cleaned and brushed, and it does take the value away. And the old thing we used to follow is if a coin is, they call them shaver coins, if the coin is shiny enough to shave in, then it most likely has been cleaned and brushed. So you want to avoid those types of coins.
Well, but why? Because basically it doesn't alter their gold content, does it? Or is it simply that people don't want to buy them because they may think they've been cleaned?
Well, you're going to get your melt value out of them. You always will get your melt value out of them. But when you're buying a coin and you pay that extra premium for that type of grade, you're not paying for a cleaned or damaged coin. You should only be paying the melt value for it. So again, it's what you buy and what you pay for it, and knowing what you're buying. It's one thing to buy an extra fine $20 Liberty thinking it's that grade, and you're ending up with a bunch of coins that have been cleaned. You're paying big premiums for them. The dealers charge as much for those as I do my $20 gold pieces or more. They usually charge more for them, and then you find out you're just getting your melt value. Well, that's wrong.
What about AU coins? Some people talk about, well, certainly these coins are AU, and certainly they charge a little bit more than the actual gold value on them, in other words, a spot price of gold. What about AU coins, and what does that mean?
There's not a big difference in price from an almost uncirculated coin from an extra fine coin. And when you're dealing with your $20 gold pieces, I really don't see any need to buy any circulated coins, because when you look to a mint state 61, I mean, the spread difference is so small. I mean, you're looking maybe, sometimes I've seen the spread as small as $50. So why wouldn't you pay $50 to get something that's certified, guaranteed, you know what it is, no one can tell you any different. When you go to sell it back, they can't tell you that it's not a mint state 61 or a mint state 62. It is what it is, and you don't have that with the circulated coin. The only coin that I like in an AU condition are the smaller coins, like the $5 Liberties and the $5 Indians, because the spread difference from an AU to a 61 could be hundreds of dollars. So there's enough savings there to justify that premium spread. You're saving that, and that, to me, that's a significant saving. And this is how I look at coins, and this is how I view coins as what I want to recommend and what people should be buying.
And Chris, AU, for our listeners out there who aren't acquainted with the term, AU means almost uncirculated. Is that correct, Melody?
That is correct.
Okay.
I mean, one of my favorite coins for a small fractional piece are AU, almost uncirculated, $5 Liberties, and Indians. I think they're great for fractional coins. They perform well. There's a very limited supply of them. You get a nice-looking quality coin. You're not paying the big premium for those as you are a 61 or a 62, so you have savings there. But when you get up to the $20 gold pieces and even the $10 Liberties, there's just not enough savings to justify taking that circulated coin versus a mint state coin.
And of course, when they speak of MS, what they're meaning is mint state, and that would be 61, 62, 63, 64, depending on how many of the scratches. Would that be a fair estimate?
That is correct.
Okay, go ahead.
Circulated coins can be fine if they're sold properly, but what happens is they're abused. The dealers across this country have abused that segment of the market. So they're mixing in other coins. Not all of them, not everybody, but that's the risk you take when you buy that type of $20 gold piece that's circulated. I believe there is a time and a place to buy that type of coin in $20 gold. When mint state coins exceed and they begin to perform, and you might have a $300 or $400 or more difference between a circulated one versus an uncirculated one, well, then it's time to look at that. But in today's market, there's no need. You're just better off buying a mint state coin.
All right. Now, what about the 10th ounce of coins, a very, very small gold coin? Are those certainly much demand for them, either the American or the Canadian 10th ounce coins?
People love the fractional pieces, the small pieces, because they feel if gold goes to 3,000 or 5,000, they certainly have a smaller piece of gold that they can sell if they need some cash. But people have to remember, the smaller you go in the size of your gold, the more you're going to pay. So again, you have to look at what you're looking to spend, what your objective is. I have many clients, that's what they want. Their portfolio consists of 10,000. They don't mind paying the extra premium, and that's okay. But you have to be aware of the excess premiums with the smaller fraction.
How much is the excess premium on the 10th ounce gold coins?
It can be $150.
Really?
Per ounce, yeah.
And the
mint, there's been periods of times where when demand is strong, they will slow down the production of the smaller pieces to produce the 1 ounce. So there could be some nice premiums on those smaller pieces. So the 10th ounce are nice, but maybe a quarter ounce might be better, or maybe even a half ounce might be better. And if you have $100,000 that you want to invest, I wouldn't put it all into 1/10 ounce. You can buy a small tube of them that comes with 50, but then the rest should go in 1 ounce coin.
All right, well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY if you're out there in the listening audience. And I suspect most people are watching the election results tonight. This wasn't a good night to have you on, Melody. I apologize for that. But I certainly had no idea that we were going to have absolutely no calls during this hour. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you're out there and you have a question or comment for Melody, because she's on the front lines of this battle, and I would simply point out, ladies and gentlemen, I've been at this for 50 years, and I do believe that after the first of the year, and we're talking about the beginning of the year, 2013, we're going to see some dramatic changes economically in the United States. It doesn't matter whether it's Obama or Romney there, but of course, if this legislation is not changed, it's legislation been enacted by the year 2013, January 1st of 2013, there will be a significant increase in taxes. There will be a significant cut in government spending, significant cut in the military, and we're talking about dramatic changes in America. We've got Susan calling us from Santa Cruz. Hi, how are you doing, Susan?
Hi there. I'm not watching the election results. I don't think it matters which one gets elected.
You're absolutely right, but of course most people are. So do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes. I heard a story that some man received an inheritance of gold and that the government seized it because it was pre-1933. So what is this about pre-1933 and so on, that they can seize it, or is it better to buy pre-1933?
Well, that particular person, that they were the $33, $20 thank God to, they never put them into circulation.
I can barely hear you. I don't know.
Basically, this gentleman had pre-19-something 33 St. Gaudens that had never been circulated. Is that right, Melody?
Well, yeah, they were never released and...
Hold that thought. Go right ahead. Now, Melody, go ahead, and Susan, listen. Let's hopefully you can hear. Go ahead,
okay.
Melody.
These were 1933 St. Gaudens. They were never released, and the majority of them were melted down, but a few of them escaped the treasury, and a few of them have been popping up in people's inheritances, and the government has says, well, you know, they were basically stolen, and there was one family where I believe the government actually bought or shared in the value of the coins, and then there was another family where they actually seized it. So these were unusual circumstances for that type of a coin. But a lot of dealers will push the pre-33s as non-confiscatable items, and that's a totally different type of a situation. Pre-33 coins, I think they're great, but just because they're dated pre-33 doesn't make them extra special. It's, again, the type of the coin and so forth. And a lot of people will say, just buy pre-33. Well, that might be good, but it has to be explained a little bit more than that.
I think, Susan, we don't know what the government's going to do. But what you do it very privately, and you certainly do not talk about it to anybody. And certainly never let the government know that you have them.
All right. Thanks for your answer.
Okay.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Susan. Okay, well, of course, we're just about out of time here, so we won't ask for any more calls. Melody, what's the message you'd like to leave with our listeners tonight?
Well, it's good to see these elections over. I thought Obama would be reelected, and I think the next 4 years are going to be very difficult. And with his policies, with his health care, the only way people can really preserve, we do need to, this is a spiritual battle, as what you've always call it. People do need to get right spiritually. They do need to get their food. We can never stop preparing your food, your water, and your finances. Get your finances insured. And I do believe gold, taking physical delivery of gold, is really the most important way you can do this. I don't believe in any paper investments, and I don't believe in offshore. It might suit some people's needs, and again, that word suitability is so important, but people shouldn't get caught up in the promises of thinking that because your gold is offshore that you're protected. We see every day how other governments are giving up
the U.S. Information on the expats, and our government needs the money, so they're going to go after it. And they can't print, they can keep printing, but they're going to go after yours because they need it.
Amen to that. Well, Melody, thank you very much for being with us. Thanks for everything. We'll talk to you real soon.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
God bless. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we do hope, of course, why you're making your preparations for what's going to happen after the first of the year. There are going to be some dramatic changes. We're heading either over a financial cliff or over a financial abyss. And, of course, remember, the abyss doesn't have any bottom to it. We don't know what's going to happen. Make your preparations accordingly. We're living in a very uncertain world. I think there's going to be increasing violence all across America in the coming weeks and months. Whether there's going to be certainly some sort of an attack on America, practically an EMP attack, or whether we're going to be at a war with the Iran or the Muslim countries, I don't know. But I do know they're planning on World War III. Why? Because, of course, World War I was fought to bring in a world government, the League of Nations. World War II was brought to bring in a world government with the United Nations. And since we do not yet have our world government, they're going to have a World War III. And we know this is planned because, of course, H.G. Wells wrote about this in one of his books. And he talked about the Third World War, and this was written back, I think, in the 1930s or 1940s. Well, H.G. Wells was part and parcel to this little group, this little secret group that rules the world. And we do have a secret group that rules the world, no matter what they try to tell you. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. If you haven't heard my talk on the Agenda 21, the Covert Plan. Agenda 21, the covert plan, you need to get that, and it comes with a syllabus. You don't have to have the syllabus, but it's nice to have, because it's not what I say, it's what they say. And we've taken a lot of their documents and put them into a plan where you can read them and, of course, access them and point them to others. And then, of course, ladies and gentlemen, we do hope, of course, that you go to our website, radioliberty.com, you'll listen to our programs, you'll watch our DVDs. You'll read our newsletters and certainly go back and read my newsletters about the Trilateral Commission and certainly the secret societies working behind the scenes. Now, we've taken many of the newsletters and we put them into little pamphlets, and they're all listed certainly in our catalog or on our website. And we take you into all sorts of specific issues, and they're in these pamphlets. They're inexpensive. We want you to get it. We want you to copy the material. We want you to get it out to others. People don't like to hear what's going on today. But, of course, we are heading into the destruction of the America we've known, and we're heading into some terrible and terrible times. And behind what's going on today are powerful spirits or forces. And unless you understand that there is a God, that there is another spiritual dimension, that we live certainly in a material world, but there's a mystical world. We live in a substantial or subjective world, but there's a spiritual world. We live in a tangible world, but there's an intangible world. We live in a visible world, but there's an invisible world. And there really are powerful spiritual forces at work in the world today. If you are a Christian and you believe the Bible is accurate, you see the supernatural things described over and over again. And I believe that they are real. I've seen supernatural events. My wife has seen a flying saucer. She and her husband, Bob, she and her dad, watched one many years ago. We've talked to people who've been in touch with people who've been in touch with the other dimension. Believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there are people who are certainly Satanists working at the highest levels of our government. How do you think that they had this pedophile network back at the University of Pittsburgh all those years with Sandusky? They knew what it was all about. Certainly, our friend John DeCamp, that attorney, investigated certainly these things 10 or 15 years ago. He reported Sandusky and this pedophile network that was at the University of Pittsburgh to them, and of course nothing happened. You wouldn't expect it to happen. And there are people at the key levels of the University of Pittsburgh and, of course, at the key levels in our government. Because, of course, the pedophile network went right into the White House. That's, of course, the book, The Franklin Cover-Up. The Franklin Cover-Up. Then please pray for America. Our number, 1-800-544-8927.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the mountain to the
ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is that day, the big day, the one everyone waits for. That is, except the Power Hour listeners. It's election day. The scam is on, ladies and gentlemen. Get to the polls. Whatever you have to do, get your vote in. Make it count. You have to be kidding. I really wonder if anyone in this audience really believes that your vote counts. I hate to be such a naysayer, a Debbie Downer. I hate to do that, but you know what? We've come too far, we've learned too much, and it's all about the game. I mean, the posturing that goes on, making people think that they have a vote. And if you just get your vote in there, it will make a difference. Maybe on a local basis. Maybe all of those are not controlled. Maybe. I really don't know. But the scam over the presidency is nothing but that. They cannot risk having to change every 4 years to a new guy that might come in and upset